CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The 6th Xiangshan Forum has opened in Beijing with about 500 defense officials and scholars gathered to discuss cooperation in Asia-Pacific security. Defense ministers from 16 countries, including Malaysia, Cambodia, the Philippines, and Indonesia, are at the forum. Also, for the first time, the United States and Japan have sent representatives to the event. Disputes involving the South China Sea are expected to be among the topics discussed at the forum. A strong tropical typhoon is set to bear down on the northern Philippines for the next few days. Kopu is currently packing winds of 175 kilometers per hour at the center. Forecasters are predicting it's going to increase to super typhoon status before it makes landfall on the northern island of Luzon sometime early Sunday morning with winds of some 185 kilometers per hour. Forecasters are predicting the storm will then turn directly north, churning its way through the most populated island in the Philippines before finally moving back out to sea over the Luzon Strait toward Taiwan sometime on Tuesday. The island of Luzon, the political and economic heart of the Philippines, is home to around 50 million people. Meteorological authorities here in China are warning the storm is also expected to bring strong gales to the coastal areas of Fujian and southern Taiwan over the next few days. Taiwan's ruling Kuomintang Party has pulled the trigger on its anticipated move to replace its candidate for next year's leadership elections. KMT chair Eric Chu has been officially voted into the position, replacing outgoing candidate Huan Siu-chu. The deputy legislative speaker has been dumped from the candidacy after the polling showed she was poised to suffer a significant defeat in January's election at the hands of DPP candidate Tsai Ing-wen. Huan was originally nominated by the KMT back in July. Despite the change in candidates, most polling is still suggesting the Kuomintang is going to lose his hold on Taiwan's leadership on January 16th. Current Taiwan leader Ma Ying-jeou isn't allowed to run again under the island's election rules. The International Criminal Court has given the South African government a new deadline to formally explain why it allowed Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to leave while he was in the country for an African Union summit in mid-June. The ICC has given South Africa until the end of the year to explain why the government intervened after local authorities in Johannesburg originally blocked al-Bashir's plane from flying back to Sudan. South Africa, as a signatory to the International Criminal Court, is obligated to arrest al-Bashir, who is wanted on war criminals charges connected to Darfur. The South African government at the time argued it was obligated to let Omar al-Bashir leave, as the African Union has rules which say no sitting African head of state can be arrested while in an African Union country. South Africa's ruling ANC has already announced its intention to leave the ICC, arguing the authorities in The Hague have been selectively applying its laws to only target Africans. However, leaving the ICC isn't going to be easy for the South African government, as withdrawing from an international treaty requires a long and complicated legal process. Two people are dead and two others hurt after a gunman opened fire at a Shiite mourning ceremony in southwestern Iran. Police say the attacker's motives and identities remain unknown at this point. A similar attack also took place at a Shiite site in Saudi Arabia on Friday, where a gunman killed five worshippers before eventually being killed by the police. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. Indian police say two young girls, aged 2 and 5, were gang-raped this past Friday night in two separate incidents in the capital, New Delhi. The 2-year-old is said to be in serious condition in hospital. Her suspected attackers have not been caught. However, 3 people are in custody in connection with the assault on the 5-year-old. These attacks are the latest in a seemingly unending series of sexual assaults in New Delhi. The Indian government has brought in tough laws against sexual assaults following the gang rape of a 23-year-old medical student by 6 men on a bus. She later died of her injuries. It's being reported a Chinese consortium is making a takeover bid for Formula One racing. A group of Chinese firms, led by China Media Capital, is reportedly backing an $8.5 billion US dollars takeover bid for the sport. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.